Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Guys, good morning and welcome to Monday Mastery. 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Guys, moving forward, every single Monday morning, I'm going to be sharing with you a very short podcast that I'm going to share with you some tips, some inspiration, some motivation, topics that I believe will help you, and things that I do on a week-to-week basis and still do to this day that have complemented the journey that I've been on. They are systems that I've layered upon as the years have gone by. And if you'd have asked me when I was younger, or at the beginning of my career, should I say, that I would have these systems in place, I'd have probably laughed at you. And maybe you're sitting here now thinking, oh, some more systems, people telling us we should be doing these things every single day. Well, trust me, they work. And I wouldn't be sharing what I'm sharing with you right now if they didn't. Now, the first thing I want to share with you is reading. Now, before you stop and say, yep, well, I read, do you read consistently at the same times? And the time for me, which is the most value, is first thing in the morning. So before I go to bed in the evening, I not only journal my day so I know what I've got to come the next day, I actually sit down and know what I'm going to read, whether it's a chapter, whether or not it's a book that's got some key points, whatever it is, I know specifically a section that I'm going to read. It's something that I know is going to complement something that I'm going to be doing the next day. It's answering a question that's come into my mind 24, 48 hours prior. Because I realize that if I have a question that's answered, I learn. And when I learn, I've always progressed. When I've read, I've always been introduced to other people. My library of books is so extensive because somebody in a book, the author will be saying that they picked up a specific piece of information from somebody else. That leads me to researching somebody else. So I'm continually getting exposed to different people, different methodologies, different minds, different knowledge, different fields. And so I'm open to books and authors taking me on different parts of my journey. And when I come into contact with people every single day, there may be a particular topic that they will say to me, you know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and it's something that I've read about. It's something that I can add to the conversation. Or if I come across a client that's got a problem, I can then go away and research that. But I have a set time every single morning to do that. So guys, try this. Before you go to bed tonight, there will be one, two, three things clearly in your mind that you want to know more about. Find the book. Find the article, print it off, find a video, and get up in the morning and commit yourself to doing half an hour on that topic. Learn more, listen, take notes, and do that consistently for the next week and see how much further you are on, how much more knowledge you have, and how much your horizons have been opened to more authors and ideas. Now, the second thing that I do, guys, is I snap out of distraction. It's such an important thing that I do every single day. You see, with social media, Instagram and Facebook, it's easy to get tied up into what everybody else is doing. But remember, is the content complementing your journey or complicating your journey? You see, if you journal your day and you structure your day and you have things to accomplish, you will find that you don't waste time. You should look at content that's not complementary to your journey and say to yourself, snap out. It's a distraction. We are surrounded by distractions and you have to be strong enough to look at it and ask yourself, Is it helping me move forward or is it going to slow me down? And that's all I ask myself. And I ask you to ask yourself, at any point during today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, moving on to the rest of the week, ask yourself what you're doing. Is it complementing you or complicating your journey? If it's complementing you by just giving you some distraction and giving yourself a mental break, that's great. But if it's a waste of time and you could be doing better things, guys, snap out of distraction. So guys, a couple of things to help you. They're things that I do. They're things that I know have worked very, very well for me. And I hope they'll work well for you. Guys, please do leave me a review on the iTunes page. It's really, really good of you if you could. Subscribe to the page. Mention me in your Insta stories. Because the podcast has already had some incredible feedback. And I know it's going to go from strength to strength and support you. I've got some great guests coming up looking at covering different areas with regards to training and your mindset and business development and complimenting you on your path to mastery. Guys, have a fantastic Monday and I shall speak to you soon.